Hello, this is Dindria from the Community Archive Center, and I am here to take the oral history of a participant, and it's going to take about 10 minutes, and we have three prompts that you can use to help tell your story. I am with...
Kwabi Amwa Forson.
All right, Kwabi. Tell us your story. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
This neighborhood is home. It's home to me. Whenever I go off traveling, going anywhere, I know that I have a place here in the Tacoma area, and that there's a warmth, there's a sense of acceptance, a sense of purpose here. They say Tacoma is the city of destiny, and I feel that being here and living here, that there's this big sort of sense of opportunity. And I feel like that sort of coincides with the city of destiny. Your destiny is in your hands. And as we move forward as a city, I feel like through making things more inclusive, we're unbinding the chains of those who haven't been able to pursue their destiny. And so as we continue on and grow as a community, I feel that we'll even be more so the city of destiny. And hopefully that will be a reality for everyone living here.
Right on. I love that vision. How has this neighborhood shaped you to be who you are?
That's a great question. Support. I've always felt supported in any endeavor that I've done here in Tacoma. I've always felt supported. And more especially, more in particular, the Salishan community. When in 2020, there was a lot going on as far as people losing their jobs. It was really hard times economically. And so I decided I want to be Santa Claus for the city of Tacoma. So I invited all the kids to send me letters about love and peace and what they've done with their families, and that they could ask for a gift, $50 and under, whatever it was, and I'd get it for them. So I got hundreds of letters, and a lot of those letters came from right here in Salishan. So I was hearing letters of kids doing, you know, this or that for mom and dad, helping their brothers and sisters out. And when I dressed up like Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, and I put reindeer on top of the peace bus that I drive, and I was delivering gifts to kids in need, you know, all over the city. I did a lot of my deliveries here in Salishan, and to see the kids there, you know, them smiling and, you know, bright-faced, and knowing that, you know, they were being rewarded for their good deeds. And I know that a lot of that's happening right here in Salishan. A lot of people that are trying to do better, that are working on behalf of others and trying to bring Tacoma to where it needs to be.
Yes. All right. Please share a story. You have shared a story about living in this neighborhood. But is there anything else that you want to add towards the end of this?
I'd say one thing. So as you know, but maybe people on the audio don't know, I'm a humanitarian. And I started an organization called the Peace Bus, doing humanitarian efforts all across the city, all across the nation, and even worldwide. And one of the first campaigns that I did was called the Sock Drive, the Peace Bus Sock Drive, where I got a bunch of socks, maybe $500 worth, not a lot. And I went about delivering them to people in need, people in homeless shelters on the street. And so when I was doing this, I had stopped at a congregate care facility on that day and gave out a few socks. I didn't think anything of it. And it's here in Tacoma. And then a year later, I didn't even remember. I have a bad memory. So I didn't even remember that I'd even gone to that place, right? So I'm sitting out there, and I'm giving out some food to some gentlemen at the smoke deck. A lot of people, like, congregate there at the facilities and just hang out. And as I'm, you know, giving this gentleman food, another guy comes out of the facility, and he's just dirty, head to toe, dirt, grime on his face. It almost had been like he'd been rolling in mud or something. So he comes over to sit down at the smoke deck, and his clothes are really tight on him. I don't know if he hadn't had some clothes recently, but they were really small. And so as he sits down, his pant legs rise up, and he has the whitest socks. And I was like, they were so white, I had to stop the conversation I'm having with this guy, and I turned to him, and I'm like, bro, you got some really nice socks. And he's like, yeah, a year ago you came with that blue bus and you gave them to me. And I was like, oh my God. And to think of something as small as that, a pair of socks, we take for granted, we put them on every day, don't think anything of it. But one thing, there's nothing like new socks, right? And second, this gentleman remembered the moment that I had given him these socks. And I think that's something we can do every day, not necessarily giving out socks, but creating those moments of love, of humanizing people who are unlike ourselves in order to create a better world. So.
Thank you so much, Kwabi. All right. Enjoy the rest of Salishan Story Fest.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.